Virginia Christian Voter Guide, Why November 4th Matters. Dear Christian, when the righteous increase, the people rejoice, but when the wicked rule, the people groan. Proverbs chapter 29 verse 2. If you're looking for a Virginia Christian Voter Guide for the November 4th, 2025 elections, you've come to the right place. Virginia Christians will help determine who leads our Commonwealth. We'll decide whether amendments enshrining unlimited abortion and redefining marriage become permanently embedded in our state constitution. Additionally, we'll elect a governor who will either protect or assault religious liberty, parental rights, and the sanctity of life. The reality is that many believers will skip voting simply because they feel overwhelmed. However, this shouldn't be the biblical mandate. This isn't optional. Some Christians argue that politics is worldly, or that voting compromises our witness. However, Scripture tells a different story. For example, when Nehemiah heard that Jerusalem's walls were broken and its gates destroyed, he didn't spiritualize the problem away. He wept, he fasted, he prayed, and then he took action to rebuild what was broken, Nehemiah chapter 1 verses 3-4. Similarly, the Apostle Paul commanded Timothy to pray for those in authority, that we may lead a peaceful and quiet life, godly and dignified in every way, 1 Timothy chapter 2 verses 1-2. Notice Paul didn't say, pray and hope for the best. Instead, he connected prayer with outcome, a peaceful life where Christians can live out their faith freely. When righteous people increase in influence, the people rejoice. Conversely, when we abdicate our responsibility, the wicked rule, and the people groan. This is where we are. Virginia is groaning under policies that contradict God's word. Therefore, God is calling his people to stand. You are a watchman on the wall. The prophet Ezekiel received a sobering commission from God. Son of man, I have made you a watchman for the people of Israel. So hear the word I speak and give them warning from me. Ezekiel chapter 3 verse 17. A watchman's job is to see danger coming and sound the alarm. Not to panic, not to despair, rather, to warn with clarity and urgency so the people can prepare. That's what these next 14 days are about. Warning, preparing, acting. For instance, if you stay silent while your neighbor walks toward a cliff, you share responsibility for their fall. Likewise, if you stay home while Virginia enshrines abortion and redefines marriage in our Constitution, you share responsibility for the consequences. This is a matter of stewardship. Consequently, God has given you influence, your one vote, your one voice, your one sphere of impact. What will you do with it? What Virginia Christian voters must know about November 4th? This isn't hyperbole. Rather, these are the literal issues on Virginia's ballot. Constitutional amendments that, once passed, cannot be easily undone. An amendment establishing a right to reproductive freedom, which means unlimited abortion through all 9 months, potentially without parental notification, an amendment redefining marriage in Virginia's constitution. Governor and statewide leaders, who will determine? Please support the Virginia Christian Alliance website and community center. We would appreciate your donation. Whether religious organizations can operate according to biblical conviction, whether parents or the state control children's education, whether biological males can compete in girls' sports and access girls' facilities, whether Virginia protects life or expands access to abortion. House of Delegates races, that will decide. School choice and parental rights legislation, religious liberty protections, sanctity of life laws, tax and economic policies affecting your family. The Bible teaches that government exists to punish evil and reward good. 1 Peter chapter 2 verses 13-14. Therefore, when government inverts that purpose, punishing good and rewarding evil, God's people must act. But my vote doesn't matter. This lie keeps more Christians home than any other. The truth? Virginia elections are often decided by razor-thin margins. Every Virginia Christian voter who stays home potentially changes the outcome. For example, in 2021, Glenn Youngkin won the governorship by just 63,000 votes out of 3.3 million cast. That's a 2% margin. In 2023, control of the Virginia House of Delegates came down to a handful of races decided by hundreds of votes. In fact, in some districts, it was fewer than 100 votes. Your vote matters. Your neighbor's vote matters. Furthermore, your church family's votes matter. However, here's what matters even more. God uses faithful people to accomplish his purposes. He didn't need Nehemiah to rebuild Jerusalem's walls. He's sovereign over all things. Nevertheless, he chose to work through Nehemiah's faithful action. Similarly, he doesn't need your vote to accomplish his will. Yet, he's calling you to faithful stewardship of the influence he's given you. What you must do in the next 14 days. Here are your specific action steps. Step 1. Get your personalized voter information. Visit our comprehensive resource page and enter your address at thevoterguide.com or ivoterguide.com. In 60 seconds, you'll see exactly what's on your ballot. This Virginia Christian Voter Guide compiles resources from multiple faith-based organizations. Step 2. Research the candidates. Don't rely on political ads. Instead, use the faith-based voter guides we've compiled here. Multiple Christian organizations have done the work of comparing candidates on biblical principles, life, family, religious liberty, and constitutional fidelity. Step 3. Understand the amendments. These are permanent changes to Virginia's constitution. Therefore, read the actual text. Don't just accept summaries. Our comprehensive Virginia Christian Voter Guide includes detailed analysis of both the abortion and marriage amendments. Step 4. Pray for wisdom. If any of you lacks wisdom, let him ask of God, who gives generously to all without reproach, and it will be given him. James chapter 1 verse 5. God promises wisdom to those who ask. Accordingly, pray for discernment. Pray for Virginia's leaders. Additionally, pray for your fellow believers to engage faithfully. Step 5. Commit to vote. Put it on your calendar. Set an alarm. Request time off work if needed. In short, make a plan. And here's what matters most. Don't do this alone. Forward this to 5 Christians you know. Share the voter guide with your small group. Furthermore, challenge your church family to engage. Hope anchored in God's sovereignty. Here's the balance we must maintain: urgency without despair, action without anxiety. God is sovereign over all elections. He removes kings and sets up kings, Daniel chapter 2 verse 21. Moreover, he works all things according to the counsel of his will, Ephesians chapter 1 verse 11. No election outcome will surprise him or thwart his eternal purposes. However, that sovereignty doesn't negate our responsibility. In fact, it empowers it. We vote because God commands it. We engage because He's called us to be salt and light. Furthermore, we act because we're stewards of the influence He's given us in this time and place. And then we trust Him with the results. The outcome belongs to God. The obedience belongs to us. The next 14 days, starting tomorrow, we'll unpack the specific issues at stake in Virginia, one per day. We'll compare what Scripture says with what the candidates propose. Additionally, we'll expose the lies being sold as progressive policies. We'll equip Virginia Christian voters with biblical conviction through this comprehensive guide series. But it all starts here, today, with a decision. Will you be a watchman on the wall? Or a silent spectator while Virginia decides its future? Fight the good fight of the faith. Take hold of the eternal life to which you were called. 1 Timothy chapter 6 verse 12. November 4th is coming. Therefore, are you ready? Start here. Get your personalized ballot information. We welcome thoughtful and respectful dialogue from all viewpoints. Comments must remain civil, relevant, and free of profanity, personal attacks, or mockery of Christian faith. Disagreement is allowed. Disrespect is not.